Okay, we started?
I don't know. I don't know how it started.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Scott Ruins Your Podcast with your host, Scott Roma.
Everyone, thanks for being here for Scavenger Podcast.
Thanks for braving the weather. Come out to see live
rain.
Entertainment.
Thanks for coming out for rain.
To my left, I have John Egan.
Hello.
And to my
your right, if you're listening.
If you're sitting next to everybody that's listening to this podcast, it'd be amazing. You show up. Wait, don't start yet. I'm 5 minutes away. And then to my right, on your center in your podcast, is Mike Essergon.
Hello.
This podcast is recorded live in the Green Room Lounge in Deep Hill, Wisconsin. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Good job, Scott.
Yeah!
Well done.
For who hasn't been here before, pretty much everyone has been here before.
They keep coming back.
They keep
this
coming back.
This is your core audience.
This is my core audience.
To all of them.
I can't. It means I can't screw up. They've heard so many horrible things that I've done.
Or hammer up.
What did I say? Screw up? Oh, okay. God damn it. I didn't remember what I said for a few minutes there.
For a few minutes.
Has it been a few minutes?
Yep.
Oh.
There's a lot of dead air there. You just stare into the microphone.
So, yeah, we live in Wisconsin, and this giant storm that apparently is raging outside.
It didn't happen. They predicted
it. And that's why a lot of people are not here, because They're like, oh, the storm of the century is on its way.
It's going to snow, and then lightning, and then rain over your snow. And
yeah.
Then lightning your rain.
And then it'll be a little bit of lightning and a little bit of rain.
And, yeah.
But if it was April, I'm going to be like, cool.
This looks like April outside, except for
nice.
The... I want to go get Easter.
I would give it a good March 30th.
Kind of March 31st for you.
I'd say it looks like July.
July?
In Antarctica.
So it's still cold.
Are we still doing the high voices?
No, we stopped a minute ago.
Yeah,
we blacked out again.
Oh, God. So, yeah, the weather's stupid right now.
Is that the topic for today?
No, it wasn't.
How come weather is
a 90s comic?
Weather's a terrible topic.
I know, I hate talking.
Because everyone can relate to it?
Yeah.
Like, too many people can relate to it?
Yeah.
Well, because, I think that's... I hate small talk. Like, whenever we had to go somewhere...
Did you trim your mustache?
I did.
Okay.
It's easier to eat pizza now.
I bet. I bet.
That should be the reason you trim your mustache, is so you can eat more pizza. That pizza was so in the way, so I mean, I just had to trim the mustache.
Also, soup.
Oh, right.
Soup was a...
What kind of soup?
I like thicker soups.
Whoa.
Thicker?
Like some chunky soup or like chili?
I'll always eat chili. Give me...
You prefer a regular chili or a white chicken chili?
I like both.
Really?
Equally.
I prefer a white chicken chili.
I'm confused by the definition of chili. I feel it's too broad of a thing.
Why?
Why?
What's chili?
Soup.
No,
meat soup.
Super
it's
soup.
Meat soup.
It's meat soup.
It's almost a meatloaf soup.
But it could be chicken.
Yes.
Which is meat as well.
I had.
Could you have? Could you have a fish chili?
I think. Oh.
Why?
No.
Because the point of chili is that like it soaks over time. So I feel like if you soaked fish over time in like weird juices, it would just be weird.
I think part of the thing is chili peppers are in them. And it's more of a.
See, that's the problem with chili. Is there's no thing that has to be in chili.
Yeah, that's
chili.
True.
Yeah.
No, I had a barbecue chicken chili this week and it had no like weird ingredients.
Barbecue chicken chili?
Yeah.
But there's no
barbecue sauce. There was other things that
they put it on a grill and they barbecued it.
Oh.
No, but there was a couple different ingredients that. It had like some sweet chili sauce and some other weird ingredients.
So
that
it had chili sauce.
But not chili peppers.
But chili
sauce must have.
Well, no,
or California Cation, for that matter.
David Duchovny, full circle.
Back to
what?
Yeah. You're starting the circle?
No, I was.
Okay, we better come back to David Duchovny. You know.
I was talking to.
Oh, California Cation. No,
Cardo about
chili peppers.
X-Files earlier.
Oh, you can't full circle to something we haven't talked about while recording.
Yeah, on the podcast.
I mean.
Oh, so you think that chili has to include chili peppers, but
well,
Mike and I are saying that it doesn't have to.
Okay, not chili, okay, not full chili peppers, but like the pack, you can put seasoning in there, it's chili powder,
okay.
Chili powder.
Yeah, okay.
Has peppers, chili powder is made of peppers.
Chili powder pepper has pepper in the powder.
Chili pepper sat a powder in the pepper.
Perfect.
I made a barbecue chicken soup. Yes. Actually, that's what happened recently.
Did you just let the chicken soak too long and it became soup? Were you trying to make barbecue chicken and then it just failed?
Not going to ruin my secrets. No, actually at work every year we have a soup contest, and Mike was there.
I got to be a judge on a soup contest.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How was that?
It was actually a lot more, not stressful, but a little more intense than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah, it was going to be fun? It was like
Well, it was fun, but it was only like there's 8 soups, and suddenly you're judging all, and they worked hard on these soups, and yeah, I just felt, I don't like judging people.
And these people are probably like boring lives, so like they were waiting all week for this, yeah. And like they were just like waiting for you to win.
I know the one woman who didn't win, yeah. For sure. Because then they went out and they got their other soups.
Was she wearing a sweater?
No, I don't recall. Okay. But a after so she had lost and she was tasting them and she tasted the winners and she went, no.
Of course.
No. But she looked like she really looked like angry at me. How would you choose this to be the best?
In my opinion, every like person who works in the workforce for like 20 years, you have to take a personality test at 45. And if you're like any generic, mostly women who work in like a cubicle and you're just a bitch, you're fired. I mean, like, no benefits.
No, but bitch, bitch is like chili. I mean, what does that mean? It's too broad.
But you
of a
know
definition.
She's the same way in the office. She's like, oh, we're going to use that type of parchment for the Christmas cards? Yeah. No, because this party is going to have chili and fries, and we're not going to get pizza because that's inappropriate and unhealthy. What we're going to do is get fried chicken because it's a lot healthier.
So she should get fired for that.
She should, for being a terrible person. She's probably, this is how the day probably goes. She probably comes in, is pissed about the coffee not being made, so then she talks about the coffee till 9. Then she goes to the bathroom, then it's 9:30. Now it's time to actually do some work. 10:30, break time. 11 o'clock, now it's time to talk about lunch. Lunch goes till 1:30. Now it's time to do some work. 2 o'clock comes, next time for a break. Then she still wants to talk about why she's not smoking. Hey, 3 o'clock comes around, what am I making for my husband? Ha ha ha, he's a sad sack. 3:30 comes around, she takes one call. 5 o'clock, clocks out, tomorrow starts over.
I don't know why she's taking calls, that's not her job.
I'm really scared the wrong people will hear this at work now.
Oh, they can listen.
All they have to do is not be that person. And
no,
it's fine.
Is that your fan base, the people you work with? Because there's like 10 people.
No, it's not. But at the same time,
you're sweating. You're so nervous about.
No,
this.
I'm sweating because I'm warm.
You want us to open the door?
Well, I thought you'd look through my lies. Like, yeah, you're warm because you're sweating, because you're nervous, and you're drinking, and you're wearing a shirt, and it's the hot sun. We're all getting
just now. Now, when this goes out, re-listen to that sentence. And then you'll realize our reaction. Yes.
Listen to that sentence. Actually, as you listen to it, write it down. And then try to reread it.
And then
it.
Put it into Google and see what comes up.
It'll be the title of this episode, and I'll never fit all the characters in the box.
That's what she said.
That's a better title, actually.
Fit all the characters.
She was fucking a bunch of cartoon characters.
Oh, like Snow White.
She couldn't fit them all in her box.
She was having sex with a bunch of fonts.
Snow.
Comic Sans trying to get all up in her ass.
Oh, because he's a comic?
Yep.
No.
He's just trying to be funny.
He's wacky.
Yeah, because he's a comic. Oh, he's wacky, Bucks.
I never made that connection.
Comic. What do you mean you didn't make the connection?
Like Comic Sans was weird and funny looking because it was Comic
If your
Sans.
Penis was a font, what would it be? Probably Sans Serif.
Times New Roman. Bold.
Bold. Maybe American Typewriter. I think that.
Yeah. Wingdings, because I had a terrible accident when I was younger.
It's hardly recognizable.
He just looks like a thumbs down.
Yeah. The balls got twisted upward, and then the dick.
Oh,
it's like reverse.
Oh, it's reverse.
The testicles on top.
Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse.
I can pee into my butt.
And there's just really four really big wrinkles.
Because
the whole testicle's wrinkled, Mike.
Oh boy! All right, what were we talking about originally?
Not sure why
I don't know.
You said my name in that sentence.
Oh, we brought up chili. What were we?
Oh yeah, chili. Chili's delicious.
Oh, because you shaved your mustache.
Oh, because that's right. No, what was happening was
it was a demonstration of how easy it is to derail Scott.
If I was Thomas the Train, the show would last one episode.
I had a sex dream about Thomas the Train.
What?
I'll talk to you guys about it later. But
no,
last night.
What? Nice.
What do you mean?
I'll delay my soup eating story because this sounds much more fun.
What
do
you mean a sex dream? Like you were fucking George Carlin?
No. It was a woman who I do not recognize. I don't know her. So she's a made up one. And she was asking me to do all this freaky stuff, including at one point we dressed up like Thomas the Tank Engine to get it on. Now, the reason I want to bring this up, though, is because I'm the only person I know who has done... I've done this to myself multiple times. You had the sex dreams, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I continually give
Not
my...
Not usually.
I continually give myself blue balls in sex dreams. It's like...
I can never have sex in the dream. I always
like
wake up right
and then,
oh,
no. And then she's like, oh, well, maybe. Yep. Like, if you dress up like Thomas the Tank, okay, then we're getting, oh, it's getting good. And I'm like, well, how about not Thomas the Tank? How about something else? I'm like, come on, lady.
Wait. You get yourself blue balls in the dream, or when you wake up, you have blue balls?
In the dream, and it's only metaphorical.
Oh, okay. So you're just basically cock-blocking yourself.
I'm cock-blocking. In my dream, I cock-block
That's
myself.
A completely different thing than blue-balling.
It's the same thing. He's getting blue balls in his dream from the women. Because he's almost having sex, and then they're denying him.
Yeah.
So he's getting blue balls, by definition.
Gotcha.
By definition.
I was afraid you're going to say, I'm the only person I knew that I woke up and I would turn on a kid's show and started masturbating because you're watching Thomas the Tank Engine. And
no, although, if you guys ever seen the kid's show, Shusha?
Yes.
No.
That show's fucked up.
That'll work for masturbating, though.
No. Wait, are we thinking of the same show?
Wait, are there some hot girls on it?
She actually was an adult film actress before she did a kid show. She's like from Brazil. It's from the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking of a different show.
It's Shusha. X-U-X-A, maybe?
Really?
Shusha.
I was thinking of the one where these people are dressed up like animals and they have like scary painted faces.
Sesame Street?
And they're like a bird and a rat and stuff. No, it's... No.
I was going to say, I'm...
Zoobly Zoo.
Yep, that's it.
Which I did an improv workshop with Fantastic Fox. Whatever is it? I don't know, not someone, the fox guy.
In the costume? He had the costume on?
No.
Oh.
He didn't. But I did a workshop with him, and he's like, you might know me from Zooly Zoo.
He talks like that in real life?
Yeah. That's not a fake voice. Yeah. He talks like that.
I would say, I realized that this week.
I name dropped.
I had a yeah, you did. Good job.
What's his real name?
Gary. Gary Indiana. Schwartz, I think. Gary
I think that sounds like a character of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like Jason Schwartz's half brother.
Okay. I can't remember his character's name. It was something Fox, and I can't remember his full name, so I'm going to say Gary Fox.
All right. Link us on Facebook and Twitter us for those answers.
Link us on Facebook?
Yeah, friend us and then put us in a status and be like, this is the name of the Fox, and then put a link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if someone could tell me, that'd be
great.
I could probably
been having a recurring dream, not a recurring dream, but the same mall in a series of dreams. And I've never been to that mall in real life. It's a mall I've made up in my dream. And I have a recurring dream in that location.
And then what the worst thing is when you finally go to that mall, you're like, holy fuck.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yes,
I'm
it's
going
the
to
worst.
Lose my mind.
It's the worst. But when I eat soup. What? You want to keep going with
that?
No,
I'm fine. I was just reacting.
No, like sometimes when you have dreams, I'll go to certain places in my dreams, and then like years later, I'll see that place. It's so fucking cool. It's scary.
Do you yell like deja vu, or do you?
I do sometimes. I'm like, that happened actually just recently.
That's not how you pronounce deja vu.
It's in a different language.
It's French.
I don't know French, so.
Bit Killer Scott returned.
No,
sorry,
I'm killing. I'm doing my own bit. Bitch.
Yeah.
Nice. High five.
Oh. All right, go on.
I don't remember where we were. Like years ago, I had this dream where I went with a bunch of friends to a certain store, and it was this weird, like,
KB
novelty
Toys?
Store. No. I missed KB Toys.
Do you?
Yes.
It was always dirty and weird kids were playing with toys that were broken.
It was probably me.
Go on. All right.
Because I probably bought toys way much older than you did.
Way much older?
Way much.
Yep.
Go on.
Like now. I still buy toys.
I do too.
I don't open them though. Because that's an adult thing to do. Don't
to
open
not
them.
Open toys. All right.
So
an
old man
joy
at some store. Oh, it was a store years ago.
Oh, no. A dream. I had a dream years ago that I went to this one store with certain friends. And we walked around to a certain part of the store. And I remember seeing like there was
at
like,
least you're being detailed.
Okay, fuck Jesus. I remember...
Don't say that. Phrase that differently.
Yeah.
You didn't see the punctuation. It was fuck, exclamation point, Jesus, exclamation point.
So two different thoughts.
Yes.
Not fuck, comma, Jesus.
No.
In his hand.
We're not telling him to fuck, or we're not telling we're going to fuck him. We're just going
to
say...
That was a throwaway joke, and I don't want you to repeat it.
Nope, I don't either. I hope they catch it. If they don't...
I probably have said that joke myself before.
All right, go on. So a dream with your friends in a place in a corner.
Okay, fine. A few of my friends, we went to a store, And then I remember going to one door, and to the right, they had a bunch of records. And I'm like, I'm looking for this certain band. And I went looking through the records. I'm like, oh, they didn't have it. And then we took a left, went up some stairs, and they had all these different, like, weird puzzles and items over here. And then we went to that room, and they had jewelry and shit. I'm like, this is a stupid place. Not stupid, but it's weird to have all these places. And I remember once we left the store, we were, like, in the mountains and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Years later, I went to Montana to visit my friend, who had just moved there the year previous.
Okay.
And I went with her and her sister and my brother into the store, and I said, holy shit, I know where the records are. And I went, and they're in that corner. I went up the stairs, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I bought a puzzle there.
Did they have records there?
Yeah. And I looked, and I looked, nope, it didn't have it. Just like my dream.
Like
my dream.
Why'd you bother looking?
Because I was hoping I was wrong. Because that's another thing that happens in my dreams. This is just going to turn into a dream podcast.
No, it's because you're basically like, I don't know, you have some special power with dreams and like they're happening. Because if you go through these podcasts, you just have a series of events of like weird instances with the supernatural and dreams connecting. Like you have some superpower that you're like, you're waiting to untap. Like you shave your beard and lose like 10 more pounds, you're going to be a superhero. Like that's like something's going to happen. Like
if he shaves his beard, he might lose 10 pounds.
That's true.
I was going to say, sometimes I have the reverse effect in my dream when it comes to girls. So let's say I have a dream about this girl.
Like you'll kill them, but they're still alive?
No.
That's an extreme example.
Yeah, that's way too dark. I'm saying let's say I pretend that chair is sitting, there's a girl named...
there's girls here. How about just point to a girl?
Because I haven't had dreams about any of these people here.
They don't know that.
So let's say...
Point to Ricardo.
Fine. Fine. So I'll look at Ricardo. Let's pretend in my dream I'm fucking Ricardo.
He seems okay with this.
Fine. Let's say in my dream I'm like, hey, Ricardo, I really like you. You're so pretty. And Ricardo's like, oh, thanks. I like you too. In real life, not into me. But I'll say, hey, Gary, you're so pretty. Oh, my God. I love you so much. And Gary's like, I don't want to go out with you.
So you mean but in every one of your dreams with women is how guys think when they masturbate?
No. No. But then I'll like, hey, Gary, you're so pretty. Let's go out. And like he's like, no, get away from me. And then comes to real life, and I could have had a girlfriend because she liked me, but I never asked her out because in my dream, I'm like, I'm not going to ask her out. It's like it's always the opposite.
Wait, you take dreams and don't ask people out by that?
No. But I'm just saying it. That's whenever I go on a date with a girl in a dream, if she's into it, she hates me in real life, or she doesn't see me that way in real life. But if she's not into the date, she likes me in real life. Okay. It's a fucked up, stupid thing. And that's why I'm mad that none of the girls are in my dreams here that I would know.
I'll try a hypothetical thing. All right, Scott, you can't open your eyes. This is not asking you to date Scott right now, but conceptually, girls in this room, would you date Scott? Raise your hand. Did you not, you know, if you're with someone right now, right, would you? Yes, raise your hand or not? I'm not asking you to go on a date with him. All right.
It wasn't zero.
It wasn't zero.
Wait, it was less than seven.
Well, yeah, there's less than seven people.
There's three women here, yeah.
But now you won't know who it was, though.
So I'm eating soup.
Anyway.
Yeah.
When I'm eating soup.
Okay, go on. So that, like, I've never had a beard, so I don't know that feeling of food getting stuck in my beard.
Not the beard, the mustache.
Well, but you have a beard like connected to a mustache.
Yeah, it's
doesn't food still get caught in your beard?
No, it just falls. Like sometimes there'll be stuff in there.
That's literally what I just
sometimes there'll be stuff in there.
Sometimes like
so it gets stuck in your
like
beard.
Rice and crumbs, but you get those in your face anyways.
No,
they don't. But it doesn't stay there. I mean, you
if it's for a second, you're like, oh, I have crumbs and shit in my face. Let me use a napkin. Like
I've never gone like, more than 3 seconds noting rice on myself. I have rice on my face. Wipe.
Yeah, and who just shovels rice into their face without putting it in their mouth? That's weird.
What happened? Where did this episode turn around?
Here's what happened. You thought we were all going to agree with you and move on, but the fact that we just don't let rice sit on our face and move on with our meal.
It just falls out of your fork or something. Because gravity!
No, rice... I'm not asking the question of how does rice fall off a fork. I know it happens. I'm just saying, like, when it happens, how do you not know right away and catch it and throw it back in?
I don't know. I forgot his name for a second. I
Chad.
I almost called him.
It's Chad.
I almost called you Tom.
That's really weird.
It's close though.
No,
I'll be your Huckleberry.
It's a stretch. I'll take it though.
No,
oh, Tom, Jesus.
No, he just wants to be his Huckleberry.
I was like, Hound?
I want to be Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer?
He says that line in Tombstone. Anyway.
Never saw it.
All
right. Right, Mike?
I don't know. Yes.
No, but I was.
Never seen Tombstone.
All right, so chili on.
No, I was saying. So whenever I ate soup, I would put it in my mouth with a spoon, but then I can't. You know, because when you, like, you close your mouth and you rub the top of the groove of your spoon with the top of your lip, my hair sometimes would go into my mouth, like, overlap it. So what I would do is I'd scoop the soup up, put it in my mouth, turn the soup around, and pull down like I was eating ice cream.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm getting sick of this.
That's not how I ice cream.
For those of you who said, ooh, you obviously didn't remember the previous podcast where Scott told us we flosses with beard hair sometimes.
I've mostly stopped that since that episode.
Mostly.
Today, I had Euro in my teeth, and I used an index card like normal.
Or,
floss is like
floss
normal.
Floss is normal. Buy it for free at the dentist.
Yeah. Who has floss? Who no. Raise your hand in here. You floss in your possession.
I have floss.
One person.
In my car.
Two. Oh, in your car. Right now. Let's say right now. Can I have some floss, somebody?
No.
Oh, nobody. Boo hoo hoo.
You gave them a split second.
Do you have an index card?
Yes. There's an index card right here. Boom.
Gross.
How do you get your molars with that one?
You know, it's like it's like when it's a toothpick type deal. I don't carry toothpicks with me. So I use this.
Good. Or floss.
Oh, shit.
Well played.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a sensation a lot where you would eat something and beard hair would go into your lips, so you're constantly tasting your beard with food?
You don't taste it after a while. It doesn't have a taste.
But you were constantly doing that.
I know it's always a good time.
Your lips became immune to hair?
What do you mean by immune?
So, like, you don't even notice anymore when you were, like, hair was going in your mouth?
Not really.
So you like hairy chicks?
No, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it curves downwards, curves down and covers my lip. So it's almost like, it's like a second layer of skin.
Yep, almost.
But when I bite sandwiches, sometimes, depending on the bread, I'll bite, and I'll bite down to my hair, and it'll pull my hair, and it hurts.
All right, now what I want you to do next time, you got to listen to this podcast, re-listen to that whole thing you said, and think that we think that you're talking about vagina. The whole time.
I think in like armpits.
No!
What?
What is similar to, pube hair is similar to beard hair. That's why the correlation was.
No one, I bet no one makes fun of Zach Galifianakis like this. Or the Prime Minister.
The Bush in the Bucks.
The Prime Minister of what?
I don't know, some country probably has a beard. Russia sounds right.
Putin?
Oh, he's like bald everywhere.
Yeah.
He's a bald man.
All right, well, we're almost done with the podcast.
No, we're not.
We're gonna start with,
oh, yeah. Shit. Topic number one.
Oh, the bartender left. Oh,
bartender's gone. He's dead to the world. This is the topic. Okay, topic one is the intro, so we nailed that.
Boom.
Pretty good.
Got it for a half hour. Boom. Now we got
number two is I wrote all the people we don't know.
What? Okay. You want to list all the people we don't know?
No.
It's about five and a half
let's
billion.
Let's start with
Putin. It was an idea I had today at work. I was thinking about all the people we don't know.
Like the woman with the sweater who hates her chili?
No, because I didn't know her.
Okay.
No, but I was thinking, and this is a horrible example because everyone here, we know. But think of how many people are in the world? 700 million?
700.
7 billion, I mean?
A lot.
Oh, God, I got the hiccups.
Yeah, it just flipped a billion recently, like in the last.
No,
like
it's
years.
Like it's seven.
That's what I'm saying. No, it flipped from like 600 million to 7 billion.
Ooh,
it just recently did that within the last like couple of years.
600 million to...
Well, no, whatever. What? You understand what I'm saying. Six look.
Yeah, it was...
Six, yeah. Yeah. It was like 6,900,000,000...
It went from 6.9 to 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Recently.
Okay. But it's like 7 billion people.
To help you.
Yeah. But, okay, it's really weird, the idea of all these people, there's 7 billion people in the world, right? Yes. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm.
But we just live in a small, tiny speck of a couple square miles.
Yes.
Right? But there's always people you see every day you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But over your whole lifetime, you've met so many people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that not weird?
I think it's very strange, yeah, because we live in a very small town. And I shop at the same grocery store all the time. And
yeah.
Most of my life is a 5-block radius.
Yeah.
I never see the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think the theory is it's a selective memory. Like, you don't actually remember. You probably have seen these people over and over again, but you don't register them because you don't actually know them. So you don't, like, log it away in your mind.
I'm good with faces, though, so I would, but...
Do you? So when you go to the grocery store, do you see people? Oh,
I don't. That's the thing is I don't.
So because then you don't.
My grocery store experiences should be a lot more awkward because I'm always rude to everyone.
How's that different in the grocery store than anywhere else?
Because, but then if he constantly sees the same.
But I should see them more often and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I was a dick last time. But I don't. Like,
yeah.
I remember the same cashiers.
Yeah. You walk up to her. Did you find everything again? Did you find everything okay? No. You never do. What? Fuck you and your yogurt. And you throw it at her.
Fuck you and your yogurt.
That's 69 cents a piece. I'm not going to throw yogurt.
It depends. If you get a sale, it's 59 or 63.
Yeah, if I want that. What is yogurt? With aspartame.
What is yogurt anyway?
Delicious.
Oh.
Stale cheese?
Is it stale cheese?
Stale cheese.
Is it moldy milk?
That doesn't sound right.
No. Is it moldy milk?
No.
Cultured milk.
That's the same thing.
It's milk. It's cultured.
That's why it's in a
small... It's read a book.
It's in a small little container with a small hole like this because it's like a monocle. You hold it up to your eyes.
That's true.
And you pour it in your mouth.
Pour it?
Pour it in your mouth.
Not with a spoon?
If you leave it out...
Can the yogurt go on your beard here?
No. If you leave the yogurt out for like a couple hours out of the fridge, then it's a really liquidy.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
Wait, have you eaten yogurt? Do you take yogurt and leave it out and then drink it?
Not on purpose.
Oh!
Well, you wait, accidentally you drink
that
it.
That is instantly in the garbage. If I leave it out for a minute, I went, fuck this thing. It is 69 cents and I will get another Whips somewhere else.
Oh, the Whips ones are gross. Ugh, nah.
I used to eat them and then I saw the ingredients. I went, oh boy, this is just chemicals right in my body.
Everything is. See? Vodka.
But there's a lime in it. That's a natural ingredient. Yeah.
But they have little bits of cherry in the yogurt.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like cherry yogurt?
Yeah. No, banana yogurt.
My apologies.
I'm cultured, cherry John. Yogurt. I'm cultured.
Like and yogurt. So is the yogurt.
Speaking of cultured, I didn't win the lottery.
I didn't either. I need to stop playing it because that whole day I'm just generic and going, what am I going to do when I don't have to work tomorrow? That's all I do.
That's
all
what
day
you pay. All right, so here's the thing.
Mike has a whole bit on it.
The thing with a lottery is when you're buying the ticket, you're not buying a ticket. You're buying the experience of dreaming about what you could do with the money. That's what you're paying for. You bought it. You went, I'm going to win $1 million. And you spent the whole day. You spent $1 and had a whole fantasy land.
$2.
Whatever. Either way, you had a whole day of excitement and suspension of disbelief. And then you lost because everyone else lost. Everyone lost. No one won that thing.
Yeah, one guy in California or something, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. No one you knew won. One of the other 7 billion people won.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Probably David Duchovny bringing it around.
Point is, what you are paying for is you are paying for the experience of anticipation. That's what you're paying for.
So yesterday when I felt the closest to happiness in a long time,
yes.
You're saying I should gamble more.
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you realize if you do blackjack, you get to experience that every couple of seconds?
You should do craps because you can win a lot of money with
it. I'm not very good at Yahtzee.
I didn't say do Yahtzee. I said play craps.
I know, but like you're rolling dice and you're like, I want this, and you don't get it. That's what craps is.
No, sometimes you do get it, though. That's the point.
Yeah. Yahtzee always ends with a fight between your aunts.
No, that's craps. That's Monopoly.
No,
no.
Oh no, you don't. You've never been in the Egan Cullen household during Thanksgiving.
Well, let's.
Before good we, go. Well done. Don't get too yogurt on us here.
Before we get too far in this conversation, Yahtzee is one of the best games ever made. So let's not knock Yahtzee.
One of the best.
One of the best board games ever made.
To make a noisy sound and throw some dice in, so you can be like full house. Like it's not an amazing game. It's like, oh no, I didn't get three of a kind chance.
I don't know how to play Yahtzee, but it sounds like you're playing poker with dice.
Basically.
So how's that a game?
It's better than poker.
Why?
No.
Because you get ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes, three of a kind, four of a kind, full house, Yahtzee, large straight, small straight, like chance. What?
What is that, like a royal flush to Yahtzee?
Basically. Five of a kind.
Oh my god, Yahtzee is five of a kind.
And it's fine, but there's so many, like risk is a game. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of risk involved in this.
Yep.
Or you mean the board game.
Yes.
There's a lot of some strategy, risk in Yahtzee? The strategy and risk is just take over Australia. And
yeah.
That's very true.
And it involves dice then, too. Should I roll dice? I lost. Oh, Yahtzee. Same thing.
We should combine these two games. Let's play Yahtzee Risk.
Yahtzee.
I don't think we have to combine the name. I think we just Yahtzee Risk.
Rotsies.
Risky.
Risky business.
Perfect. We'll get Tom Cruise and Booger.
Is that... Let's go Tom.
Let's just get Tom.
We got Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
and
Booger
we got
is
Booger.
A lot more available. You know Booger's available.
But we got Tom Cruise.
Booger is busy on King of the Nerds right now, so leave him alone. He's got his own show. Tom Cruise hasn't done a show in years.
And you're right. He
has Tom Cruise ever been on TV?
Probably.
TV show?
Oprah?
Well, no, but not a sitcom. He was never like a TV show.
He never did Bosom Buddies.
But he did a Mission Impossible movie, which was based on a TV show.
Thank you.
Book. TV show and a book.
It was a TV show, too.
I don't know how much time we got left.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, next topic, Scott.
Next topic? Mike's leaving. See ya.
No.
Back to the people
the people you don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, I often sometimes, like, especially when I'm golfing, I don't know why, but I see all the random houses and I'm like, somebody lives in there and they have a whole life and a whole bunch of friends.
That's the most... fucked up thing.
Yeah.
When you go to someone's house, because like you spend all day at your house, right? And you're like, I have this to do, this to do, this to do, this to do, this to do. And then you go to someone's house, you're like, what do you do for fun? There's nothing here I could play with or do or entertain myself.
No.
Like, they have all their lives. It's so fucked up.
No, but when I go to someone's house, I know them and I kind of assume what they do.
I have no idea what you do at your house. No idea.
All right, let's go through it.
Okay.
This is going to be fun. Let's go through what you think I do during the day, and then I'll tell you how accurate you are. So, say, what time do you think I wake up?
Probably what time do you go to work? Okay, fine. Let's say you get up at 6 o'clock.
Perfect.
Good.
6:04.
6:04.
Then what do I do?
You get up, you do bicycle or treadmill.
I do a workout,
exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. Exercise?
I work out in the morning, yes.
You eat breakfast.
How do you do that? Work out in the morning. I can't do anything in the morning.
You train yourself, and it's amazing how much easier it is. Because when you come out after work, you're like, I have a million things to do. But if you wake up and you start working out, you actually feel energized. I don't need as much caffeine. And plus, I just started doing a T25, which is the guy with Insanity. It's only 25 minutes to 30 minutes. I love that. I get a big workout, and it's only 25 minutes.
I think T25 was also in the fourth Terminator movie.
Yeah. You're right.
The T25, it was a cassette tape.
Also, I recently found out that Sean T, who does Insanity, The Asylum, and T25, he's openly gay, which makes me happy, because there's all these jocks and like bigots down south who are working out to him, have no idea he's gay, and he's training them to be a good person, and it's amazing.
That's awesome.
Anyway, okay, so we eat breakfast. Yeah.
Did you do that? You eat breakfast.
Now you missed something in there. What do you think I do after I work out?
Kiss your wife.
No. She's still in bed.
After you work
after
out.
I work out.
Pee.
And after that.
You poop.
And then after that.
Shower.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. Do you think I don't shower after I work out?
And then after you eat, you brush your teeth?
No, I brush my teeth, then I eat breakfast.
Orange juice and toothpaste?
I don't drink orange juice. It has so much sugar in it.
All right, I'm just saying, if you brush your teeth and eat right away, you fuck it up. You're just fucking it up.
I'm fucking it up?
Yep. It's like, hey, I know, let's wipe my ass first, then take a shit.
That is totally not even the same thing.
Oh, yes!
That's not...
Don't fucking come back to like it's a revolution. Because when I brush my teeth, I don't put shit all over my underwear and then eat breakfast. That's not the same thing.
I'm just saying you're cleaning it just to get dirty immediately.
No, I'm cleaning it from the night. No. I'm cleaning my teeth from night of sleeping and gunk and grime and then working out, and that's what I'm cleaning my teeth with.
I think I figured it out. I think I figured it out, though.
No. When you wake up, your mouth tastes like shit. It just, like, doesn't feel good.
I figured
it
out, though.
I'm an alcohol. Did I not mention that?
I know why. Because you don't eat cereal with milk. Is it because you brush your teeth and the milk tastes bad afterwards?
No.
That's it.
No, it's not.
Tastes good.
I don't do a lot of cereal in the morning anymore because it's not good for you. I do, like, eggs and a piece of cheese or egg on one piece of toast and some fruit.
Why is cereal not good for you?
Because it's a lot of carbs and sugar.
Cheerios has sugar?
Cheerios is pretty good.
It's
like
so good.
Honey Nut Cheerios, nope. Like the Fiber One stuff. Like, that's okay for you, but any other cereals
I love bad Cheerios.
For you. Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know, but you sounded very simple. I love Cheerios.
I didn't mean
it doesn't have any colors, and you don't have to put it in the
My
spoon.
Mama used to give me Cheerios as a reward.
And she said, you want some honey on that? I said, get that fancy poochy punk out of my face.
I just want regular
what did you
Cheerios.
Say? Poochy punk? All right.
The alcohol is hitting my bloodstream.
Okay, first of all, when I said I don't know what you do at home, I'm not saying the first thing in the wake up. You wake up, do all your shit in the morning.
Okay, so anyways. Okay,
go to work.
Let's get less specific. Okay,
I'm saying when you come home and then
sure.
From when you go home, come home to go to bed.
Okay.
I have no idea what you do for fun or the weekends.
What do you think I do?
I don't know. You sit and look at ESPN websites and watch TV? That's all.
That's what I think.
You can't just do that. That's boring.
No, we watch movies. I work on comedy stuff. I write. I play video games. I go to practice. I do a lot of comedy. I do a lot of social shit. But yeah, I do. Sometimes I do come home and eat dinner and just sit in my computer and go on websites and watch TV. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was right.
Usually, I think you probably overthink what people do. A lot of our normal days, if we don't do anything with people, are kind of boring, but it's I think that's okay because usually our lives are busy.
What I usually do when I get home from work, if I don't feel like watching a movie, I just lay in my bed and think about all the things I did wrong that day.
No, you don't. Are you serious?
Just for like an hour.
What?
No.
What? That's not good.
Why?
That's not good. That's not good or normal.
It's training for the next day.
No!
No, it's not. No.
You should never lay in your bed after work when you're probably stressed and you just want a relief and just go, what did I do wrong? That's so terrible.
You gotta flip that and do positive.
You need to work out or masturbate or like get a hooker or just like or make a meal. You need to get your mind off that shit.
How often? Okay, not to get really weird, but you're always talking about masturbating. Am I either doing it way too less often than you, or are you just over the rails with this? You're always like, oh, I just jerk off in the shower, or I jerk off when I get home. I'm like, how?
I could do it. I wish I could do it every second. That's
okay. On average, in a week, how many times? How many times in a week?
7.
What?
You think that's a lot?
Once a day?
At least.
Average.
At least, yeah.
How much you?
7 to 10.
Yep.
Bullshit.
I think we found
bullshit. Bullshit.
No,
okay.
No.
No.
And he's married. I don't know why he's doing that, but that's a whole other scenario.
We're not gonna get personal, but in the audience.
Beyond now.
We're taking an audience poll. Honest poll. Right. Raise your hand if you do it 10 times or more during a week.
No. This is a couple 7. Podcasts ago before I asked if anyone masturbated, and masturbating. No one did.
Okay. God damn it.
You could try it. No, I'm just saying.
Okay,
last
fine.
Time,
just say 5 to 10.
Five. Okay. 10. Okay. 1 to 5 times in a week.
1 to 5. At least 1 to 5.
Okay.
One to five.
Holy shit, we had a chick do it. That's amazing.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay. 1 to 5. Okay. 5 to 10.
5 to 10.
Okay. Yeah. Over 10?
Some weeks. Depends on
the
week.
Okay.
It's a slow week.
All right. So, okay. So, 1 to 5 people.
Yep. That's everyone.
Hold on. No. That's half the room. 1 to 2 times a week?
Scott.
All right. 2 to 3 times a week?
Scott.
3 to 4, 5, 3 to 5.
You need to learn how to love yourself, Scott. Physically and emotionally.
You live in a house where you and your brother have different shifts. That place should be covered in jizz. Like that place.
No, you can do it more. Just, you can do it more carefully than that. But I mean,
you should just. Conceptually, no, I mean, like, if a black light came through for particles, that place should just be. Bam! That should light up a Christmas tree.
Scott, before our next podcast, I want you to masturbate every day.
No,
why not?
Because it's too much work.
If you can't do the work for yourself, Scott, how do you expect to get a girl?
Who's and by the way, do the work masturbating to me has nothing to do with sex with my wife. That is two different things.
That's true. That's
because
true.
I have sex with my wife and I can, and when she is gone, I will masturbate as much as I can.
So you're. So you're saying 1 to 2 times in a week is bad?
That's not enough, I don't think.
I think it's abnormally low.
Because you know what you can do during that hour when you're staring at your bed? Masturbate.
Yeah, when you're there lying and think about all the bad things you did wrong in the day, just do one thing right for yourself.
You would feel so much better. If you even for a half hour you just went, I suck today, and then you masturbated, you would feel so good. You'd be like, endorphins are through my body, I'm gonna cook a chili and trim my beard.
But after you masturbate, do you seriously feel really good?
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's like the last 5 seconds I feel good. Then you're like, now I got a mess to clean up, and I gotta fucking wash my hands, and I gotta fucking get
tissues,
like, shit together.
I don't.
Oh god, it sucks.
No,
it
shouldn't be a hassle.
I'm gonna die. That's not a joke, apparently. I guess we came to the secrets portion.
I think we just heard one huge one.
No, that's not what I came in with. Came in mind.
Hello. No, you could do what you want, Scott. I'm just saying, I think you would feel a little better during the week. Stress would be gone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It is a great stress reliever.
Okay, I don't know if this might be too much, because you just came from your house. But when was the last time?
I didn't just come from my house. I came from another meeting.
Okay, but still, what, like, how many days has it been?
Wait, days? No.
Or like
hours.
Fine.
Hours.
What time is it now? 10:15? 5:15.
So 5 hours and 15 minutes? Or at 5:15? Like 5 hours ago?
5 hours ago.
About 12 hours, but there was a chunk about 6 hours ago. I was like, but I don't have time. But I really wanted to. And I would have, but I it was just...
I know, you're like, can I fit this one?
I need 5, 2 minutes. I didn't even have like 2 minutes.
You didn't, but you still thought about it? Yes.
Have you tried that one too? I have 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's try this. All right.
Have you ever done, now for me, I do the panic thing where I think someone's coming to my door all the time. I'm paranoid. So I'll do it, and then I'll like quickly duck walk to the bathroom to like, so I panic.
Yep. It'll open your world to a whole world of adventure.
Oh, you just get like adrenaline rushes and like, it's exciting. Like you feel dirty and you're like, yeah.
In a good way.
So see your portions. Okay, it was Sunday.
Today Sunday is Thursday. I can't even conceive of that.
I know there was a time where you could have fit it in.
I know I could have, but I didn't want to.
No, this is why you are always in a bad mood. I can't conceive of that. I go 2 days and there was a chunk in my life where life was just far too busy. I couldn't for a week. I remember this distinctly. 1 week, a week went by with nothing, and I was intolerable to myself and everyone around me.
If there's none of that, and I don't work out for like 4 days, I may as well just be a serial killer. I am not a pleasant person.
Thoughts of murder come to my head.
You're just like, I'm gonna stab that lady in the neck when I see her. Like, you're just like, ugh.
Well,
every day, do it every day. This is my prescription. Every day from now to our next podcast, you are going to come here dancing on the wind.
Ceiling. As Lionel Richie said.
You come walking, singing, whistling a little song. And we'll say, how long? You'll say, 2 hours, my friend.
Because I think here's your problem. You're thinking about the after effect and you're worried about cleanup and all this other stuff. Yeah, just think about that time with yourself where you get to enjoy yourself.
You are loving yourself.
I was... No.
We are giving you the solution.
I only think of myself as a friend.
I think that's your whole problem.
Think of yourself as a friend with
like,
benefits.
You don't like yourself that much that you won't even make yourself happy with your own body. That's like holding in shits and just being like, you know what? No, I don't want to wipe.
Yeah.
It's just too much of a hassle.
Yeah, afterwards, I'm just going to just bloat myself out.
Wait, you hold your shits. No, wait,
don't you remember last episode?
When was the last time you shit?
Probably about 5 hours ago when John was jerking off. Not for the same reason. I hope. I came home from work and I was like, time to poop.
All right, get on that same schedule with the masturbation.
Well, we're going
to do both at the same time.
No, that's creepy.
No, we don't.
Oh, no, sorry. I heard that wrong. I thought you were going to say, we'll do it at the same time. Like, we'll synchronize watches. Like, all right, it's 5:15. Me and John, we're in different.
If that's what it gets to, I'm going
to. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to
text each other.
I'm starting.
Like, send pictures of our O faces.
Send a picture of your wife.
I'm going to send you a
what?
Text.
What? I'm sorry. I just.
What?
I complimented your wife. Is it?
You want me to send my.
I said send a picture of your wife. That's what I said. I'm complimenting her. I said she was pretty. Don't you want me to touch myself?
No. I actually do not.
Don't worry, John. I never have.
When you touched me, I knew you have.
Yeah,
we need to wrap this up. This is getting weird.
Well, I was gonna do secrets, but
there's no time for that.
Way too long.
I think we covered secrets.
But I want to. That's part of my thing to make myself feel better. Because this is the secret I came with. We'll go over it fast.
All right,
we'll just bust through it.
Just slow down a little bit.
Okay. speaking back to what you said about going to the grocery store and you don't remember people's faces.
Yeah,
I have a problem. I think I'm partially face blind. Because I don't recognize people's faces unless I know them for a long time. So if I'm on Facebook and I have all my friends that I know, because I don't just go willy-nilly and add all my friends that people say want to be a friend. So I'll scroll down and I'll see there's a picture of somebody, like a group of four people. I'm like, I don't know who this is. And I look, this person's tagged. I'm like, oh, it's that one. You know, like I won't recognize who's in the picture. So like if I scroll down, I'm like, there's a group of seven girls. And I'm like, Megan. Oh, Megan is in this picture. Oh, there she is. Like a couple weeks back, I was on a date with a girl and I walked in. Whoa. No, hold on. Shh. Okay. I'm making an example.
Okay.
So I walked in and I didn't remember what she looked like from the first date. So I didn't know if the girl to the right was her.
No.
I couldn't remember what she looked like. I'm like, if that's her, I'm like, I'll just pretend I didn't see her, so I'll sit down and start reading my book, and if she sees me, then she'll come over, but if it's not her, then I don't feel weird going, are you this person?
Which one did you want to be your date?
I don't know.
Why didn't you just, like, pretend you're on the phone or something and then say her name? Then she would have looked up.
Because that would have been creepy.
Why? You're on her second date.
I think, actually, his solution was probably all right, too.
Yeah.
Where were you meeting them? In like a coffee shop?
Yeah. Boy.
No, I'm just happy he had a second date.
No, I am. Trust me, I'm very happy. I'm just confused that you wouldn't recognize them on your second date. Like, for me, I guess when I was on dates, like when I went out to meet people, I would concentrate on their picture so I would know what they looked like, and I'd be like stressed about like, oh, I better make sure I know them or they feel like they'd be insulted.
Well, that happens every time I go on a date. I'm like, I don't remember what she looks like. And then I walk in, I'm like, I try to be like just a few minutes late. I don't want to be a dick, be late, but I walk in and hope that I see someone just go, I'm like, yes, it's her. Thank God.
And you don't just say their name, like Miranda, right? And like,
and the funny thing is, I was friends with one of the girls on Facebook, so I had fucking years of pictures, and I didn't know what she looked like in person. I didn't recognize her until she waved at me. I'm like, that's her.
I think if you masturbate a little more, it'll clear your mind.
Okay. I'm not going to do it for like another week, just to spite you.
Right. You're hurting no one but yourself. I'm going to masturbate tonight.
I think that's why you don't like the whole process of cleaning up, because you build it up so much. And it's like a vanilla fountain coming out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, if you... wait for too long, it's it's too much cleanup. You're right.
Okay, that's not
if you do it every day, there's not as much cleanup.
What I'm saying, God, what I'm saying cleanup, I'm not meaning like, well, time to get the mop and bucket out. I'm saying like,
I would think you'd have the mop prep.
I'm just saying like, where you do anything else, you're like, I'm done. Like, let's say I want to eat this hamburger. Yeah. I eat it. I'm like, nothing
you
to do.
You still have to throw the wrapper away. Wait, and clean the grease off.
Are you
fingers.
Laying in bed masturbating with a hamburger next to you?
No, I'm just
I'm done.
Done.
No, time for hamburger.
Hey, I have a date later. Better not look at her picture to remind me.
I'm just saying, when you finish doing something, you're done. Like, I'm reading a book. Time to, and I close the book and put it down. Took 2 seconds. But if you're jerking off, you're like, oh, fuck. And you got to do the waddle to the bathroom
whatever. We're going to disprove you wrong in like 3 seconds. So.
Wait, no.
So it's the same amount of time, in my opinion, because if you have like Kleenexes or a sock, whatever you want, you can clean up in the same amount of time as it takes to close the book and put it back on the shelf.
No, because then it drains for a while.
What?
Okay, no. What?
You're going to rephrase that.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
It drains for a while.
I don't like this anymore.
Good night, everybody.
Music, please.
Oh, shit, I told you. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to...